Hey, what's up, podcast? Just sitting here in traffic in my studio, also known as my car. And we got some exciting news today from the Sea of Thieves executive producer. We finally got a content roadmap, basically, I would say, for the rest of the year, which is absolutely exciting. Everyone in the community, everyone in the Reddit forums, everyone in Sea of Thieves forums has been asking for a roadmap and just a picture of what's the rest of the year going to look like for the game. And I'm excited because in May, they're going to release the next free update. All these updates, are, by the way, are free 99. Free. You're not paying for nothing, folks, so stop getting all angry and upset. You paid your $60 or your $10 a month. You know what? Actually, I've been doing the $10 a month game pass. Game pass. Why didn't I finish that word? Oh, no. That's embarrassing. Game pass. I apologize for that. I feel so bad. Anyway, the game pass. I've been paying $10 a month for the game pass. And now that I know all this content's coming out, I'm going to buy this thing straight up, right? Buy this thing straight up. And that was a huge controversy when the game came out, where people are like, oh, this game doesn't have enough content. There's not enough to do. There's not enough variety, blah, blah, blah. They laid out the variety. They laid out what is going to be happening in the next month and the next coming coming year. Are you serious? I can't. Okay. My phone just freaked out for a second there. It wouldn't open at all. So in May, we're going to be having the next update, and it's called The Hungering Deep. The Hungering Deep. And in this update, we're going to have weekly events. We're also going to have a new AI threat. So a new NPC, or not NPC, yeah, a non-player character threat, and I have some thoughts on what that could be. The theme is The Hungering Deep, so that has to mean it's some like deep-seated sea monster somehow. Maybe like a megalodon. A megalodon is a massive, just like think of a massive shark, huge great white shark. But just like, you know, sharks are pretty big now, but just think like 10 to 15 times bigger. They got a megalodon right there. Or maybe some like ancient crab type creature. And there's also apparently some data mined files showing that there's going to be evil mermaids. Currently in the game, the mermaid, if you fall off your boat, you can, if you get far, once your character gets far enough away from the, your boat, a mermaid will pop up and you can use that mermaid to teleport back to your boat. But they're going to be evil versions. So it could also be maybe a evil version mermaid army that attacks. So there's a new AI threat. It says new mechanics, new rewards, and weekly events, like I said. And this is exciting because for many reasons. One, it's within about a month, I'm going to say about a month or two of release, they're starting to release more content, which is good. That is exactly what the community needs, and that's exactly what the player base needs at this moment. I do feel, and I do agree with a lot of people, that the game hasn't come out with a lot of content. When it was released, there just wasn't a lot. The most you can do really is grind yourself to Pirate Legend to get level 50 on all your factions. And that's about it. But what I'm excited about is what's coming out in the future. So in May, we're getting The Hungering Deep. But in the summer months, so only 2, 3, 4 months after this patch up, or The Hungering Deep, we're going to get two DLCs. So it's going to be The Cursed Sails and The Forsaken Shores. So in the summer months, it says The Cursed Sails and The Forsaken Shores. And then apparently in the fall, winter time, we're supposed to get another 3 updates, supposedly. I didn't watch the content video. I was only able to get the like the written form. But apparently in the content video, there are content roadmap video, they described more coming out in the fall. And that's at least confirmed in the next 6 months, three updates, content updates. And within the ones that come out in the summer, there's going to be, again, new AI threats, more rewards. They're expanding the world in the summer. So they're adding probably more islands or shifting the world around a little bit, which is awesome. Gives it a little bit more variety, makes the game feel a little bit more fresh. They're also going to add a new ship type in the summer, which is, I love that idea, by the way. Just depends how they implement it. I have my feelings about that. New gameplay mechanics, and just overall, what we heard today is amazing. It is stellar. It is exactly what I've been preaching the entire time from day one. Yes, the game did not come out with a ton of content, but I've been preaching patience. Just be patient. They knew releasing this game, they're going to add more to it. They knew that. They had this plan the whole time. And yes, they didn't express that to us within the a release time, but they listened to the community. We've been asking for a roadmap. We've been asking for just more information about the future. And today we got some amazing news. So I'm super excited for the future of this game and what that entails and what that holds. So let's talk about the first update, because that one's the more not more recent, but the one coming up. And this was the one in May, and that one is the Hungering Deep. Now it says a new AI threat, and like I said, I'm thinking it's going to be some like crab type sea creature or megalodon. Right now we have the Kraken. And to be honest, I've never experienced the Kraken myself in the game yet. But for what I've seen in one of the videos, it's a little disappointing and anticlimactic. You just have huge tentacles that come out of the water, which is cool. And they attack your boat. They can sink you. They can kill you. But there's no body to the Kraken underneath the water. So if you swim under the water deep enough, you just see tentacles coming out of, like, out of nowhere. There's no body to the Kraken. And before the game launched, apparently the Kraken was supposed to drop loot. Like, drop, like, rewards once you defeated it. And apparently the Kraken doesn't do that right now. So hopefully they add that, a fix to that in the coming weeks. But also, if you take out the new AI threat in the next update, you should be getting rewards for it. I mean, and they specifically say you're going to have to work together with other crews in order to take out this threat, which is fascinating, because right now there is, I would say, there's not a lot of incentive to work with other crews. I see a lot of literal piracy happening on the Sea of Thieves. I know for me, I've only worked with one other crew ever, and that was just kind of as a joke. Haha, it was kind of funny. But right now, there's not a lot of incentive to work together, and I'm curious as to how they're going to reward everybody in the future if they take out this threat together. Because currently, what we've been seeing with the Skull Fort raids is you'll have a team that's doing the Skull Fort, they defeat it, and they finally get the skeleton key. But another team can roll up on them, destroy their boat, kill the entire crew, steal the key, and take their loot and go. Even though the other crew did all the work for them, someone could just roll up on you and kill you. And I'm guessing that the developers want that. That means it's a pirate game. They must want that interaction with the players. But it's just fascinating to me that they say they must work together in order to defeat them, which makes me think this thing has to be massive. Or just very deadly, whatever it could be. But if they do like a type of megalodon or type of sea creature that like stays mostly under the water, they're going to have to give our boats another type of weapon. They just have to. And it does talk about different gameplay, maybe like a harpoon gun, especially if it's going to be an underwater type creature. or they're going to make the players have to go underwater, like, excuse me, jump out of their boat. Because currently, you have to be a good distance away, if you have your cannon down all the way, before you can, the cannonball goes under the water. You know, you can't just point the cannon straight under the water. Besides, I don't know how far the cannonball goes before it despawns when it gets under the top of the water line. So I'm wondering if what they mean by new gameplay mechanics or new mechanics is they're adding like a harpoon gun or maybe like a spear gun or just something that you can attack underwater combatants. And what could be also be cool about that is you can use that against boarding people trying to board your boat in the water. You turn, point the gun at them and try to shoot the spear at them while they're underwater. That'd be pretty dope. That would definitely add a new dimension to boarding other people's ships, which is one of the best ways to sink enemy boats, is literally boarding their ship, trying to kill the crew or distract them, anchor them, and have your either A, try to blow up a barrel on their boat, or B, have your buddy in the other boats just blast it while you try to kill the crew and distract them. So I'm definitely excited for this new AI threat. And to be honest, I need to go freaking experience the Kraken on my own. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to go experience the tentacles coming out of the water, the water turning black and being able to attack you. Like, literally the tentacles will come out of the water, grab your character, and fling you across the sea. Or, kill you. It's just funny. But they have to implement it and execute in the right way. Because the Kraken just seems like a half thought right now. Half thought out. Like, there needs to be a body if you're going to have tentacles. Like, just don't make this, like, don't make your character screen go black and just have these random tentacles coming out of the water. I'm very curious what they mean by new rewards going into all these free content updates. Currently within the game, all the progression, all the rewards are cosmetic based, whether it's for your character or for your boat. And there's about, I want to say there's three tiers to each type of cosmetic there is. So there's, for example, the Admiral set. There's like the normal Admiral set, the ceremonial Admiral set, and then there's a third tier Admiral set. And in order to get to each tier, you have to be in a certain level with each of the factions. So I believe for the ceremonial, you have to be like in the high 20s or low 30s or mid 30s out of 50 in order to unlock that set. And that goes for each of the sets. And I believe that, I want to say there's like four, five, six types of sets of clothing. And for each weapon type or equipment type, there's each of these like tiered sets. But they're right now they're just reskins, which is a little disappointing. So when you go from the normal Admiral set to the ceremonial Admiral set, it's just the same type of robe or same type of hat, but just a different color, which was a little disappointing on launch. I think moving forward, they have to come up with different looks for each of the sets, each tier, just to add some more variety to the game. Because if you did that, you would have three separate sets times what? Times five, six, or seven new sets out there. Like, that's a pretty good variety. But right now, there's only about five or six different looks that you could have with just different colors as you progress through the tiers. So when they talk about new rewards, I really hope they're talking about different kind of cosmetics, but each cosmetic tier having a different look to each one, just to make it a little bit more unique, so all the characters don't look the same across the board. Because I've been kind of seeing that right now. Like, for my character, I've been wanting to get a new set. I like the black, I believe it's the black Sea Dog set, where you get from pre-ordering the game. It's cool, but, you know, me and my buddy look the same. And all the other clothes are just kind of like the same, basically. So I'm really hoping that the new rewards includes more cosmetic variety in that sense. And I'm also hoping that you get more rewards in the sense of, you know, not just treasure chests when you open up, you find, like, X marks the spot, or, you know, different varieties of, like, Merchant Alliance, like, chests that you can find, or whatever it may be. I'm just excited for what the possibilities are when it comes to rewards. And to be honest, I'm pretty surprised that I'm still playing this game in the sense of there's no stats, there's no, like, character progression other than your voyages and your cosmetics. But there's something about this game that just draws me in. It's just so fascinating. And I think it's just the fun of being a pirate, living on the open seas, and being able to attack other people's boats, and how interactive and immersive it is with these different boat types and stuff. And my phone is being weird again. It takes forever for it to open, which is a little annoying. And finally, coming up, they said they're going to have weekly events. We can only speculate what these weekly events are going to be. But I do remember before the game was released, they talked about having different events where more sharks may spawn in the water, which will add a different element to the game. Like, let's say the second you get in the water, a shark's going to spawn, or two or three are going to start attacking you. That would add some variety to the gameplay. Or maybe on certain islands or certain biomes within the game, you'll have twice as much loot or rewards coming from that area. You know, it could be anything. There's so many different ideas. Or maybe, like, it's all stormy. What if they did, like, all storm in a whole biome where, like, half the map was just a storm? That'd be probably really annoying. But, like, imagine trying to have a battle with another boat in a storm, you know, the entire time. That'd be, like, super dope. Excuse me. So, like I said, you're going to get a new AI threat, new rewards, new gameplay type and mechanics, and new weekly updates in the Hungering Deep? Yeah, the Hungering Deep update that's coming out in May. Things I didn't see, or maybe they just being a little vague because they don't want to give away too much. They didn't talk about different types of voyages right now in the variety, which was one of my biggest criticisms of the game right now, is there's only just fetching type of voyages where you have to go, like, go find X marks the spot, go find these chickens and then deliver them to this outpost, or go kill this one skull dude on this island and then bring my skull back, or the skull back, you know? They're all fetch, like, go and fetch something and bring it back to an outpost type of voyages. So I'm wondering if under the new gameplay category, they're talking about adding some variety in the voyages, because it can get a little dull and you have to mix it up a little bit. And I think that's me and my buddies have a good feel for, like, when we're starting to feel like, okay, this is getting a little monotonous. We'll get a little bit more aggressive and start PvPing a little bit more. Even though we're in the middle of these voyages, which is a cool part about the game. There's not this, like, linear track that you have to stay on. If you want to go attack people, go attack people. Steal their loot. Go turn that in. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't see any variety with the voyages. There wasn't any, like I said, any specifics about cosmetics, which was another, we talked about that earlier. Something else they did mention was they're going to push back the they're not loot boxes, but they're the purchasable content. And by that, you could buy purchasable pets, so you could pay real world money, like real life money, and buy, like, certain pets, cosmetics for the game. They're pushing that back. I know before the game launched, they said 3 months after the launch date they're going to release the pets and stuff for people to buy. But they heard from the community that we want more content. We need more content. We're ravenous for this content. So they said, look, we're going to put these downloadable or purchasable content on the back burner for a bit and focus solely on delivering new content to the player base, which I think was a extremely smart move from a game developer standpoint and from a business standpoint. You're going to lose some money in the short term because, you know, 3 months after the game launch, you were expecting some revenue, some like return on your investment. But I think if you keep more people playing over time and have them invested in your game, you're going to be making more money in the long term. And what I mean by that is if you have people who are ditching the game after a couple months because you're not updating the game or making it fresh or, you know, mixing things up, you're going to lose a huge chunk of your player base. And then that's less people who are willing to buy your pets or your cosmetics or whatever it may be. But what they're doing right here is they're playing the long game. If we give the if you give the community what they want, and what they're asking for, then you're going to keep them around for the long term, and then you have more potential to make more money in the long run. So I'm really, really happy that they're focusing on content rather than these downloadable, purchasable items, which have no impact whatsoever on the gameplay and like the game in general. It's cool that you can buy a monkey pet or a parrot pet, I believe, or a cat that you can, you know, have on your shoulders, walk around with you and stuff. That's cool. But people are going to want, people legit want new enemies to fight, which they did specify there will be new enemies in these updates. They said new AI threats. So that probably is included in that, because right now you just have Skellymans and just different varieties of skeletons. It's all cool and all, but, you know, we want new enemies. We want new areas to explore. We want more reasons why to play the game. And I'm glad they're making this decision. And because from a game developer standpoint, like I said, you're going to keep your community around. You're going to keep them happy. And yeah, I would agree that, you know, a lot of times communities in video games ask for something, but it may not be the most beneficial for them. Or it may be game-breaking in some sense. So it may not be like the right move to make. But in the sense of adding more content, I'm all for it. Like, we need it. We want it. Give it to us. You know what I'm saying? And going back to like what I was talking about earlier with patience, you know, it's funny how things have changed so much with the internet, with just the way society thinks about things, this instant gratification. Like, people were ripping this game apart because there wasn't a lot of content. And if you didn't, you should have known that going in. There was plenty of information out there for the consumer to realize that this game was not going to be super heavy on the content side. It's just going to be an open sandbox world. And they've told us from the very beginning, we will be adding more free content in the future. And now that we have this roadmap where we know we're getting content in May, we know we're getting two more free content updates in the summer months. And I'm going to guess maybe like July, late August, right? That's like 2 months. Like, we're getting the May one. That's 2 months after launch. And I'm assuming maybe like early to mid-July for the next one. That's another 2 months. You know what I'm saying? And then three in the winter, if that's true. I'm probably going to expect two. You know, the timeline's probably getting delayed here and there. But still, new content every couple months? That's awesome. That's great. What I'm interested to see, though, is how are they going to keep people playing the end game? Because right now, once you get to level 50 in the game, you have to... there is somewhat of a grind afterwards to get different cosmetics and different rewards specific to being a pirate legend once you hit 50 with all your factions, which does take a long time, and there is a huge grind. Once you hit 50, right, and you finish the grind after 50, like, what's next? And I'm curious as to what they're going to be adding in the game in the future in order to keep people who make Pirate Legend around. Because this game, at the end of the day, is solely going to be powered on the back of PvE-type players. The PvP in this game is pretty, pretty fun. It is awesome. There's definitely things they need to work on, and they have made improvements very, very quickly. An example of that is people were getting having issues with griefing by other captains. And what griefing is, let's say I'm at one island, we fight. Me and my crew lose. We'll spawn on the next closest island, and we can sail very quickly to refight the same people. And the problem with that is the people that won the fight are now have lower amount of resources, like cannonballs, planks, or bananas. And we could keep doing that repeatedly until basically it becomes a war of attrition. But what they did is they started, they listened to the community. Within a couple weeks, we started to realize that that's a problem. So now if your ship sinks in combat with another ship, you now spawn 2, 3, 4, even sometimes on the other side of the map, your ship will spawn on a new island, a new location, just so you don't have that kind of interaction anymore, which I was thought was a great, great change to the game. It definitely changed the PvP of the game, and it made it more rewarding when you defeated an enemy boat. Because instead of like having to worry like, oh crap, here they come again, which me and my buddies had that issue once where we literally killed these guys 4 or 5 times, and what do you know it, looking through my my telescope, there they are, there they come again. It was getting a little annoying, just, you know, but it was kind of fun, you know, outsmarting them. And but it was getting annoying in the sense of like, look, we beat you, just leave us alone, you're just trying to harass us. They would get on the mics and start cursing at us, like, come on. So I'm glad they made that change. And what's exciting also from a consumer standpoint is clearly Rare, LTD, you know, Rare is the developers of Sea of Thieves. They're clearly listening to their community. They're listening to us on Twitter. They're listening to us on their webpage forum. And they're also listening to the Reddit community as well, which is now over 100,000 subscribers on the Sea of Thieves Reddit, which is awesome. When I think I got on the Reddit in the 20,000 range, and that's like a couple, that was in January. So it's exploded since the scale test, the beta, and now the release of the game. Some other things they said, they had some like little snippets in the video about like cursed cannonballs. So people were speculating what that was. People were speculating that like the something sales, the Forsaken Sales DLC, I probably have that wrong, or update's going to be like having an AI ship that you can attack, maybe like Davy Jones's ship, where other you can maybe full of like skeletons or some other type of threat. But each content update had the very similar thing. New changes to the mechanics, new changes to AI, new changes to the way the game is played. I wish my phone would freaking work and unlock after I keep hitting the button multiple times, but yet it's just not. This is going on for 10 seconds now. Hey, there you go, phone. There we go. You stupid little phone. Yep. The new ship type. Oh, yeah, that's coming out in the summer. That's right. It says more updates planned. It doesn't specify 3. I was reading through the Reddit, and they said there's 3. The new ship type is going to be fascinating. And a lot of people have been asking lately for a 3-man/4 max type ship, like a schooner with like 2 masts. That's what I've been advocating for, like 2 masts, 2 guns on the side, like one deck, maybe like two like small decks below hand. Because right now there's only 2 types of boats. There's a 1-man, 2-man boat, and that's a sloop. The max players you can go into a game with is 2, or the galleon, which is a 3-to-4-man boat. Now, if you have a good 3-man, you can do the galleon. Like me and my buddies, there's 3 of us total. And we can handle a galleon pretty well. We're pretty good in combat. But if you have a well-oiled machine crew on a 4-man galleon, you could basically rule the seas. depending on how good your crew is. And there's been this idea in the past week floating around that they're going to make the sloop able to make a group of 1 to 4 players for the sloop. And the sloop has one sail. There's one cannon on each side. And it's like, why would you have 4 players that on a sloop? That would make them god mode. Because here's the thing. To sink a sloop, you'd have to kill all the crew and put some 1 billion holes in it. Because if I were a sloop captain with 4 dudes, one's on the wheel, one's on the cannon, maybe another is floating between going below, fixing cannonball holes when you get shot at, and like putting planks up and getting water, and another one's solely on fixing the boat. You'll have an invincible boat. So I really do hope they don't add the 4-man sloop idea. I think what they're really trying to focus on right now is changing the way you can make groups and the matchmaking. Because right now, if you go into a 3-man galleon, right, you're auto matchmaking for a 4th person. So you can either have a 3-man galleon and no one will get auto match made into your group, or you can go with 3 people into a 4-man galleon, but the game's going to automatically place a random player in your group. And right now, a lot of people have just been instantly voting that 4th player that gets match made into the brig, especially if they don't know him. That's also been an issue on the sloop. So if I sail a 1-man sloop, I can't invite my buddy to make it a 2-man sloop. I would have to leave the game, start a new party, and then start a new, basically, play session, which is stupid. The same thing with the galleon. If you go with a 3-galleon crew, oh, hey, our 4th buddy just came on, our 4th crewmate, we'd have to leave the game completely and start all over. And it's not a good system right now. And Rare has said they're currently working on a fix for that. They do realize that's an issue. But this all relates to the idea of adding a new ship type. And it was singular. It didn't say ship types. It did say ship type. I cannot imagine them at... Okay, I could imagine them doing it. It'd be kind of cool. But a lot of people have been either asking for a 3-man type boat or 5-6-man type boat. And that would be like maybe like a British man of war. Huge, like 3 or 4 decks lined up each side with cannons. Maybe like 5 or 6 cannons on each side. Super slow, maybe like 4 or 5 masts. Slow, but maybe like actually 3 masts. Right? You have a bigger ship with only 3 masts, it's going to go slower. But these things pack a huge fire, huge punch. You get, if you get shot with 5 cannonballs on a sloop right now, you're probably going to go down. And you get one of your crew members to shoot them over to the other boat, you're probably going to get that sloop down. But sloops will probably be faster than like a man of war type ship. So I'm intrigued to see which way they go. Or if they go both ways, where they add another ship in between the sloop and the galleon size, or add one past the galleon. We'll have to see and wait. I think the man of war would be cool from a PvP standpoint, but there'd be no reason to make a man, like, if I'm going to be focusing on the Merchant Alliance quests, there is absolutely no reason for me to pick a man of war and get in a crew of 5 people. There's just none. If it's going to be slow, begrudgingly, like, super slow, I'm not going to want to use that to go out on voyage questing, you know? I'm not going to want to use that to go from island to island trying to find, you know, different chickens or pigs to turn in on the other side of the world. You know what I'm saying? I'd pick a galleon, like a well-oiled machine galleon crew or a sloop even to do that. So it'd be really intriguing to see what they do, because Rare has said they are not going to add a PvP mode or PvP specific modes. They want to keep the game open world and give players the option to, you know, attack each other, not attack each other, work on PvE, work on PvP specifically, which has been a huge gripe within the community. The community is like, I wouldn't say split 50-50, but there are those voices out there saying, hey, look, I don't want to go into the world and get, like, murked by somebody when I'm on an island trying to just focus solely on voyages. There have been different, oh my gosh, there's, like, basically a half-naked lady on the side of that car. Okay. I digress. Wow. That was interesting. What was I talking about? Oh, shoot. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So if you're a PvP-focused player, you don't want to get attacked, you know? And players have been trying to come up with different ways of, you know, trying to communicate with other boats. Like, hey, I'm PvE-specific. I won't attack. I want to focus on this by raising their cannons or, you know, flashing their lights a certain way or just saying it over game chat. Like, look, you're playing a pirate game. Yeah, you want to be PvE, but if I'm in the mood to shoot you, I'm going to shoot you. You know what I'm saying? If your cannons are all up in the air and you're just focused on Merchant Alliance quests, that just gives me more incentive to kill you because clearly you're not going to be able to attack me as fast as I'm going to attack you. And I'm going to have the element of surprise or the element of... I'm going to have the advantage in that counter, you know? So I do feel for people who want to focus more on PvE rather than the PvP aspects of the game, but dude, you're playing a pirate game or dudette, whatever. You're playing a game where it's literally pirates, you know, and that's what Rare's going for, and they're not going to split the community into a PvP or PvE focus. You're going to be just in an open world where it's basically a PvE PvP server no matter what game you get into, which, and I'm glad they're making that decision, because one, you're not splitting the player base because you would have less amount of people playing. You'd be splitting them up, which isn't good. But two, I think it just goes against the core aspect of the game. Like I said, it's a pirate game. You know, pirates would attack each other. Pirates would sometimes form alliances. Pirates would sometimes, you know, be all for themselves and try to steal all the loot. And there goes the half-naked lady again on, like, her butt's just, like, in your face. It's like a gentleman's club advertisement on the side of a van. Like, what the heck? I mean, I'm all for capitalism, but that's a little distracting. Anywho, so all in all, what they've put out for us as a community is going to be awesome. It's going to be stellar. I'm super excited for new content. I'm super excited for, you know, the different things they're adding. And like I said, I'm okay with the state of the game right now. And I'm glad they're adding new content in May. They didn't say the beginning, the middle, the end. But it's basically within 2 months of launch, which is by far, in my opinion, absolutely acceptable. And when you think about it, if we're getting 4, 5, 6 updates this year that are all free, like, that $60 you paid on March 20th is going to go a lot further than compared to other games currently out there. Because the industry trend has been release a game, don't give the players everything, and then make them pay for it again later. I'm looking at you, Destiny 2, who's breaking my heart, and I have a lot of thoughts and views on that, which we will talk in a different podcast. So with that, I'm going to wrap up here. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you taking out the time wherever you're listening, at work, in traffic, walking your dog who's taking a poop right now, wherever it may be. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Dominator051. And you can find me live streaming video game content or Sea of Thieves. Not solely, I'm working to be a variety streamer. But you can find me on mixer.com/Dominator051. Once again, everybody, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you immensely, and I hope you have a great day.